Welcome to another discussion where Randy and I are going to be discussing a topic related to school marketing. And today we have a topic that is very timely. But before we get started, I'm going to tell you a couple things. One, we're going to try to, as always, keep these in and around 15 minutes for your schedule and timing. But we also want to encourage you also, if you have a topic that you want us to discuss in one of these future discussions, send us an email. If you think it would be helpful to you, send us an email at help@yourschoolmarketing.com. And we'll review those and see if we can add that as a future topic for one of these discussions. Okay, so as we get started, I want to, Randy, you're going to kind of be the lead on this one. I've got a few questions, I think, for this. But we're going to be talking about the idea of giving. So we'll get us started on the idea of giving related to the school marketing process.
All right, thanks, Donnie. And again, this topic is specifically related to giving as it will help you in marketing your school. So we're not talking about necessarily how to raise money or the different ways to do that, but I'm going to just review a little bit about why those two are connected. Sometimes I've talked with schools when I'm consulting with schools, and it seems almost disconnected. The whole philanthropy, the whole development department, advancement department is almost a separate entity than the admissions and new family recruiting process. So I want to talk to you about how your giving can actually help in your recruiting process. So the main thing that you want to do is you should have a consistent message. Basically, you're looking at, the only difference would be is it in development, fundraising, your audience is your donor. They're going to be more likely familiar with your school, but not always. Sometimes you'll go to foundations. Sometimes you'll have an opportunity to submit a grant, but actually you might have a chance to go sit down and talk with some donors who are interested in education, Christian education, private education, some sort of independent school. So they may not know of your school and specific things about it. So in that case, it's very similar to a new family who also might be familiar with your name, but they don't really know a lot about you. So there's a little bit of different motivation. Those two different audiences will come to you, for different reasons, or you'll be talking to them for different reasons. But the main thing you're trying to understand is you're communicating a similar message to either group. So you're trying to communicate to a donor or to a family is what makes us unique as a school? What is it about the experience? If anything else, what we want to do is make sure those messages are pretty consistent. So in talking, if you haven't sat down with your development people, your advancement people, and said, hey, can we get on the same page here? Or what are you saying to donors so that we can say the same thing to new families and vice versa? But in recruiting, one of the things that you can do is you're going to show off all the different academic offerings. You're going to show off all the athletic, the fine art offerings, and you're going to talk about the unique things your school will do. But one of the ways that in marketing your school would be to show different ways that people contribute and give to your school. Now, some people may you may actually think, oh, that might scare people off because they think, once they get in, they have to give a lot of money to be here. And that's actually part of what you're doing in educating and in communication. Marketing is not just about showing them the good stuff. It's like showing them what the experience will be like when they enroll in your school. And giving, there's so many different levels of giving opportunities at your school that you really want to talk about those from the very beginning. One, it sets the precedent, sets the standard that, yes, you do want people to give. You need people to give. Every private school that I've ever worked with needs more money than they're getting right now. You want to talk about that as you're onboarding people into your family, your community. You want to talk about that. And, yes, there are some families that come there that will struggle to make ends meet, to get those tuition bills paid. Then there are other families that are coming, they're thinking they're joining a school, but what they get, they have an opportunity then to actually contribute financially beyond tuition, because and they might have the resources to do it. So you don't ever want to shy away from that. Just explain to people in the beginning that giving is part of the way your community shares in the support and shares in educating all the kids. And so that's why you want to start off with talking about that. There's nothing worse than, you go through the process of telling all the wonderful things about your school to a family, and they get in, they enroll, and before you know it, you're starting to talk about an annual fund or a giving campaign, and they're like, whoa, I'm just barely making tuition. I didn't know there was going to be more things on top of that.
Right.
And so
you're doing good.
The annual fund would be another way to do it. So an annual fund is very common in a lot of independent schools. Not everybody has one. You probably should, but those schools who do have it, this is a lot of times, most of the time, it is the kind of fund that is above and beyond tuition. It is the fund that people give to, and then usually it's funded by current families. Sometimes it's funded by grandparents or alumni, rarely funded by foundations. Those are usually for the larger giving, but usually it's just funded by current families. And so, it's simply, in most cases, it's the fund that helps bridge the gap between the tuition revenue that's coming in and the actual cost of operating the school. So most schools would say, hey, if we really charged people dollar for dollar what it costs to run the school, no one really could afford it. And that's probably true. So, but you do get a tax deductible opportunity with the annual fund that you don't give with tuition. So you want to talk to people about that kind of thing, because one of the things that the annual fund does is it educates families about about giving and about tuition and what people are getting. So it's a way to really showcase and say, hey, you're getting a lot of value. So rather than just saying, hey, tuition is, I'll round it up to $15,000. I'll just say $15,000 for one child. Well, if you talk about the annual fund, you're actually kind of giving people the idea that, hey, the annual fund helps us deliver more of a $20,000 or a $30,000 product for $15,000. So the giving actually helps you in explaining the value that they're getting. Because if you don't ever mention the annual fund, then families, they just think, well, what am I getting for $15,000? But the way you can use giving to educate families is really phenomenal. I've seen schools do this to great success. So capital campaigns. You may be in the midst of a capital campaign. You may be about ready to start one, but you also might have a history of a capital campaign where you can actually show, hey, this is what we've done. This is how, maybe historically, to say, it seems like every 5 to 7 years we kind of run a capital campaign to add new facilities or remodel things, and again it's educating families about what kind of things that it costs to what it takes to be a part of this community. And I think one of the things it also does, both the annual fund but especially those larger gifts, really shows the level of commitment that families have and the love that they have for your school when they're able to contribute, whether it's $100 or $1,000 or more. The giving actually tells the story that families, when they're a part of your school, they love it to the point where they're going to give it over and above just the cost of tuition.
Well, this is very interesting. Is there a reason that people don't have annual funds? You were saying that some schools have it, some schools don't. It seems like every school would need to have one.
Yeah, they need to have one. Some people just have never had it. I've actually talked to a couple who they just were scared to take one on because they didn't want to, make people feel like they're just always asking for money. And that does come up when a school is starting an annual fund. You'll get people to say, well, I'm always paying tuition. Maybe it's a monthly payment plan I'm on, or, you just get started in the school. Before you know it, they're launching an annual fund. And now you're having to pay, there too. And so, yes, the topic of money is never easy for independent schools, similar to where, you've heard, if you're in a church somewhere, you've heard pastors, ministers preach on the idea of giving. And everybody will say it. No one likes to really talk about giving, because at the risk of turning somebody off to make it feel like that's all you're talking about is money. But reality, those churches and those schools who talk about it openly really have the greater success than those who don't.
All right, so we've got about 5 minutes left in our discussion today, Randy. Was there something else that related to this giving that you feel like people need to hear related to the school marketing efforts.
One of the things that, again, giving allows you to do is to tell a greater story. And, again, sometimes it's history. Sometimes it's in your giving. One of the things you need to sit down, if you're in the admissions area, the enrollment marketing area, if you're not already coordinating and sitting down with your development people, your fundraising folks, and saying, hey, what stories can we share from you? Somewhere along the way, there are stories that need to be shared with both incoming families or potential future families, as well as future donors. So we need to be coordinating this. So what I would say is make sure you're coordinating your messaging. Sit down. You ought to be able to, sit down and share the cost of a video production to, sit down for a day and have some families talk about the experience. And you can use those stories in marketing to future families, because it's going to tell, really, in your storytelling, you're talking about what the value of the school is and what life transformation has happened, whether it's most likely going to be academic transformation, how well-prepared they are for college. But you also might talk about social or even spiritual transformation, something about your school that has allowed them to grow in their confidence, grow in their faith in God, something like that. Those are going to be important videos to have if you're talking to a future family. But if you're talking to a donor, definitely want to have those kind of conversations as well. In addition, donors might have more conversations with past donors who can show why they give, but somewhere in the storytelling of fundraising is who are we impacting with this maybe $1 million gift or a $50,000 gift? Who are we impacting? And you want to see stories of those kids. So having your students, particularly maybe even parents, talk in a coordinated way, make it to where that video is relevant to both. Again, future families as they're entering into the school, but also to those future donors as well. So that's probably the last thing I would say. Just make sure that giving tells a greater story of the commitment of your families and the necessity of it, but also the greater story of the individuals that are impacted by your school.
Well, I think that's great. I love everything you said. I think there's so many takeaways that people can get from this information, and I hope that the people will listen to those things and go back and rewind and listen to some of the things that Randy talked about, because I think there are a lot of schools that are missing a great opportunity, especially in that last part about telling the stories, because that's what your school is made up of, is so many different stories. So I would encourage you to go back and re-listen to this, whether it's right now if you want to, or go back and do it at a future time. I think that would be a great, great message to go back and listen. But that kind of concludes our discussion today of giving as it relates to school marketing.